This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Her words are measured and her heart is heavy as Barbara Briggs Letson recounts what she saw during her recently completed five-day visit to the Gaza Strip.
I saw people who have been under what they call siege, but what I would call blockade, for over 3 years. I saw children profoundly traumatized, and I saw an economy that has been destroyed by this siege or blockade.
The Sebastopol woman was part of a 66-member international delegation from Code Pink, who made the trip to see for themselves what the situation in the embattled 139-square-mile territory was like. And they brought along something to share with the huge numbers of children there.
There are 1.5 million people living in the Gaza Strip. Over 50% of them are children and youth. The schools are in bad shape, so they don't have much school time. They're afraid. And so we decided that as Code Pink, we would take them 3 playgrounds, which we did.
Fabricated in Egypt, the playgrounds were made of bright pink plastic, which the tour members assembled in the urban refugee camps, with some eager participation by the intended users.
All the children wanted to get in and do everything, and really they were a lot more trouble than they were help, but it was the joy and the excitement of the experience. It was so great.
The Code Pink delegation also visited women's groups in Gaza and toured hospitals and schools. And everywhere, says Briggs Letson, they saw reminders that they were touring a de facto war zone.
Wherever we went, we saw destroyed buildings, buildings that had been attacked by F-16 bombers. Wherever we went, we saw buildings where helicopters had come down and used machine guns to shoot in the windows at families. And you could see the marks of the bullets all over the walls. But that's not the way that any people in the world should have to live.
The Code Pink group also met with political leaders from Hamas. They were given a letter to deliver to President Obama and heard from another speaker associated with the rival Fatah political party, all of which left Briggs Letson with a simple conclusion about Hamas.
They're an elected democratic government, and as such, even though you're in my government does not like them or approve of them, we need to work with them. Jimmy Carter and his group were there during the election 3 years ago, and they said that it was a transparent, acceptable election. So we need to work with Hamas instead of trying to grind them into the ground.
But more than anything else, she says, seeing the people of Gaza firsthand has fueled in her a determination to do what she can to push for a peaceful future for that troubled region.
The most profound thing that I saw was the pain for these people. There's a very long and very complex history of 60 years of conflict and misunderstanding and hatred, and I really can't go there. I don't know what is the truth. I just know that all these people have suffered for all these years, and it's time that it be stopped.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.